What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Play to win $1 million this week and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play for a free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe
right it. Now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone.
Kohl's Fall For You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection, and 40 to 50% off dress and casual shoes and boots for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent, right now at Kohl's. Don't miss it. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Bears again at Halas Hall today. They practiced for their trip to Seattle on Sunday. No confirmation just yet, but sure seems like Jimmy Clausen will be the starting quarterback, as Jay Cutler did not participate in practice today. John Fox, though, he's not quick to give out a starting lineup at any point.
I'll announce our starting lineup any position. So, I think whether I know or somebody knows is irrelevant. Just the league. We do everything that the league requires us to do.
3:20 start on Sunday for the Bears and Seahawks. Cubs are off tomorrow as they prep for the Pirates, who come to town for a 3-game series. Great pitching matchup at Wrigley Friday afternoon. John Lester taking on Garrett Cole. Right now, the Pirates wrapping up a series in Colorado this afternoon. They lead the Rockies early in that one, 1-0. White Sox open up a 4-game series in the Bronx tonight. Chris Sale gets the start. He's just 4 strikeouts away from 1,000 for his career. Patrick Kane remains with the Blackhawks for now, despite yesterday's case developments. The Blackhawks did make a roster move today as they released forward Graham Knott. NFL tonight, the Giants host the Redskins on Thursday Night Football, and you can catch that right here on The Score, joined in progress after the conclusion of White Sox-Yankees coverage. The scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, September sales event going on now. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Can I get back to football, or?
Zach Zaidman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Each game being its own season.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, Dan, I don't know how you can not figure out what 16 one-game seasons mean.
Because it's... Why not?
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Here's Zach Zaidman.
Martellus Bennett's got a dog named Sebastian Janikowski. Calls him Seabass. It's a schnauzer.
Zach Zaidman.
So, Pernell, there's a host at our station named Terry Bors. He just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him.
Nah.
Zach Zaidman with Bors and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
304. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Time to talk some football.
He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Who's not hurt?
Well, listen, if you think you can go into a game without your starting quarterback, your top receiver, your top draft pick, and put on a good show for the fans in Seattle. Well, forget about that right now. I know that you're big on people asking questions. I'm bigger on getting answers, Dan. And the reality is...
Listen to that. Wow. Zach has joined us.
And the reality is I have some news for you. John Fox knows who's going to start at quarterback on Sunday.
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the week, you know, I think, players are aware of who's starting and who the backups are, and we like to keep it in that room. I think, they understand they're one play away, you know, no matter what position they play. Obviously, when you get the full week to prepare, unlike a pop quiz maybe when you were in school, you know the test date, you know the material, and you have the opportunity to prepare for it. I think, I don't know that it's easier, but you are a little more comfortable.
This is more like a final exam than a pop quiz going into Seattle, but let's not get into the details there. But the reality is, yes, the Bears know who their starting quarterback is going to be. And just based on what he's saying right there,
it's Jimmy Clausen
with David Fales as the backup, yes. And Jay Cutler probably on the sideline to help out in the event that either one of those quarterbacks has any questions about what's going on Sunday.
Yeah, the question Seahawks. Is going to be, why is there a Seahawk jumping up and down on top of my rib cage?
Or going the other way fast with the ball.
Right.
That too is a problem.
Which gets us to the issue of protection for whoever that quarterback is going to be. And much was made after this game the other day against the Arizona Cardinals in regards to Jimmy Clausen's cadence. The Bears first team had not practiced with it. It was a little bit of an issue. Communication was a big deal against the Cardinals. The Bears did not handle that well. And today, Jermon Bushrod, who protects the blind side for Jimmy Clausen or Jay Cutler or David Fales, whoever's going to play on Sunday, he was asked about the communication specifically now with Clausen.
Honestly, we're not going to really hear him too much. You know, we have to kind of communicate without communicating this week because I don't know how many of y'all have been there, but you can't hold a decent conversation with somebody. You know, when that crowd gets going, it's like you got to turn to them and yell at someone. So, you know, we kind of have to, our communication is going to be the first obstacle we have to get through. And then executing our job is what we need to do next. So,
with that said, though, the penalty issues that you had last game, that could be a factor again this week.
I would hope not. You know, that's not the plan. I don't ever go into a game, you know, hoping to jump off sides. That's not really going to help me. It's not going to help us be positive.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense from Bushrod. So part one is the communication that you're going to have to deal with. And I can tell you, being in that stadium many times, it is difficult to have a conversation with someone standing right next to you on the sidelines. I cannot even imagine what it's like when you're out in the middle of the field and you've got part two of the equation, which is the Seahawks defense.
They're good. They're fast. They're physical. They're all over the place. We have to be good. We have to be fast. We have to be physical. We have to match their intensity. You know, they're gonna come for it. We gotta go for it. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep these guys off our playmakers as much as we can. We have to continue to have positive yards. Negative plays aren't gonna get it done. And that's so many different aspects. You know what I'm saying? That's penalties. That's sacks, that's TFLs, that's something that we have to clean up. We have to get better at that.
See, here's the thing, guys. Even if Jay Cutler was starting, now Sean Jeffrey was starting, and the Bears made zero mental mistakes, I still think they'd have a difficult time winning this game Sunday in Seattle. That's good. The Seahawks are. That's how good the Seahawks are at home. Again, 22-2 with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. They're +30 in turnover margin since Wilson became the quarterback of the Seahawks. So it's just a very difficult place to play, even if you've got everything right. And only those two wins by the opponents against Wilson's Seahawks in Seattle occurred last year. The Cowboys won. What do they have? Big physical front line. They were able to run the ball. They controlled the clock 37-plus minutes in terms of the time of possession. And 2 years ago, the Cardinals were able to go out there, and they beat the Seahawks. Similar formula. They had the ball for 37-plus minutes. They ran it for at least 135 yards. That's what you have to do against Seattle, and you can't make any mental mistakes. And as we've seen over the first two games of the season, Bears have made way too many negative plays. And I'm talking about just plays that can be avoided, false starts, knowing where you have to be, capitalizing when you're in the red zone, and that's going to be difficult against a team like Seattle. Yes, 0-2, but I think anyone who's watched those games, you know that you're talking about a team that was on the road, bad matchup in St. Louis because the Rams have a very fast team, and it's very difficult to beat the Packers at Lambeau. The Seahawks are a very different team at home.
Yeah, they are, and desperate team and everything that goes in with that. The only thing I'll say, we know they'll probably beat the Bears, it would seem, unless there's something really, really odd. But I don't know if we ever get a reading how good they are or not good. I mean, they're the popular pick again this year. I haven't seen that in the first two games where I think they're the best team in the NFC.
Yeah,
and I think the Bears have already played the best team in the NFC.
And that would be the team up at Lambeau. I think that the way I look at it, they're still trying to find their identity. You know, in the past, they've been a run-oriented team, but, you know, their line is a little different, so they're getting used to that. And they've got a big-time weapon in Jimmy Graham that they have not properly used over the first couple of games.
Yeah, and he's whining already. I mean, that didn't take very long for him to already be unhappy.
Didn't like it. Don't like it.
Hey, he should whine. This guy's one of the best red zone threats in the NFL, and he's been targeted 10 times. I'm sure that's not why the Seahawks gave up everything that they gave up to get him. So they can definitely use him in a better way. You know, Cam Chancellor coming back, and you know they're going to get someone enormous in the Pacific Northwest to raise that 12 flag for that they do at home there in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Frazier Crane, I don't know who it's going to be. Your guess is as good as mine. But it's going to be somebody who whips the crowd into a frenzy. And, you know, the Bears, they've got a lot of – this is as tough of a spot as you could possibly be in. And it was going to be that way even if the Bears were healthy. If the Bears had suffered no injuries at the start of the season, even if they had Kevin White, Alshon Jeffrey, you could still make a case the Bears would start the season 0-3. But to go in there banged up the way they are, trying to figure out what they're doing – awfully, awfully difficult to come out of there with a competitive game, let alone a win. And I think that's the Bears' biggest issue inside the locker room, inside the meeting rooms, is getting people to believe that you can go out there and you have a shot to win.
That's, I guess, here you go. You want to get some answers? You want to really get to the bottom of things? Ask your questions, get some answers. The Bears have to say all the right things. They're a professional football team, and they are going to obviously try to win. But how do you think privately they are talking about getting closer to being good even if they lose? I mean, is there, I know it sounds defeatist, but I'm wondering if the realists within the team, the realists say, all right, look, we're probably going to get our asses kicked, but here's something we can do, or some combination we can play, some guys we can see, some way to get value out of this game that maybe we don't know of.
Do your job better. You can avoid the mental mistakes. You know, physically, yeah, the Seahawks are a much more talented roster, but try to eliminate the mental mistakes, and that'll put you at least in a position where you can start competing and playing better football going forward. And it'll help you, I think, next week when you face the Oakland Raiders. That